She must be sent as a message by telegraph.
She must draw the train herself the rest of the way.
She must buy a return ticket every time the train stops.
Indeed, I shan't.
She must ride the top of the train and wait till tea time.
She must lie still on the floor of the train till noon.
She must think backwards.
I don't belong to this railway journey at all. I was on a hill a moment ago.
She must eat only
I wish I could get that.
You might make a joke of that. Something about, you would if you could, you know.
Don't tease, sir. If you're so anxious to have a joke of it, why don't you make one yourself?
She should lie low in 20 different languages.
I know you're a friend, a dear friend and an old friend. And you won't hurt me, though I am an insect.
What kind of insect?
What? Then you don't.
It's only a brook we have to jump over.
The train's going to jump a brook. Where are we now?
On a hill. Can't you tell?
No, I mean, which square? It must be the fourth, I should think.
I wouldn't know. Insects can't count.
Will it always be like that?
Like what?
So sudden. Did everyone else stay in the carriage?
I imagine so.
What sort of insect did you say you were?
A gnat.
Oh.
Don't you like insects?
I like them when they can talk. They can't talk where I come from.
What sort of insects do you rejoice in?
I don't rejoice in insects at all.
Nobody likes us.
I'm a little afraid of them, you see. But I can tell you the names of some of them.
Of course they answer to their names. What's the use of having them if they don't answer to them? Down there in the wood they've got no names at all. And a sorry lot they are too. Tell me the names you have. The insects.
There's the horsefly.
Halfway up that tree you'll see a rocking horsefly.
Oh! So there is.
It's made entirely of wood and gets about by swinging from branch to branch.
It could do with some repainting. What does it live on?
Sap and sawdust. Go on with your list.
We have dragonflies.
Look at the branch above your head.
Oh my goodness, shall I put it out?
That's a snap dragonfly. Its body is made of plum pudding. Its wings are holly leaves, and its head is a raisin burning in brandy.
It smells delicious. And what does it live on?
Frumenty and mince pie. And it makes its nest in a Christmas box. Go on.
And then there's the butterfly.
Crawling at your feet?
At my feet?
You may observe a bread and butterfly. Its wings are thin slices of bread and butter. Its body is a crust, and its head is a lump of sugar.
That's the most extraordinary creature. What does it live on?
Weak tea and cream.
Suppose it couldn't find any.
Then it would die, of course.
That must happen very often. There can't be much weak tea and cream on a hill.
It always happens.
Are you unhappy because you're a gnat?
Well, there's nothing wrong with being an insect.
No. No, of course not.
No one laughs at insects. I've given up telling jokes. Insects just don't make good entertainers. No one thinks we're funny.
Tell me a joke. I'm sure to find it funny.
You won't.
I might.
Why do houses have no doors?
I don't know. Why do houses have no doors?
Because they're red. You see, I knew you wouldn't laugh.
Try another one. I'm sure to laugh next time.
Why do people queue?
I don't know. Why do people queue?
Because of the hairbrushes. You see, you're not laughing. No one thinks insects are funny.
Tell me another one. I'll laugh, I promise.
Why do rattles argue?
I don't know. Why do rattles argue?
Well, they don't. Was that funny?
Yes.
Very?
A little.
But not very much.
No.
What about a poem?
You're fading.
Oh, it's the sighing.
Oh, it always happens.
Will you stop disappearing if you tell a poem?
It might help.